In the office, Mr. Gonzalez was watching Miss Trixie bump into the door frame as she made her entrance for the day. At the same time, he was wondering what the new and violent outburst from the factory meant. Ignatius filmed the scene before him for a minute or two more, then he followed a post upward to the ceiling for what he imagined would be an interesting and rather recherché bit of cinematography suggesting aspiration. Envy would gnaw at Myrna's musky vitals. At the top of the post, the camera focused upon several square feet of the rusted interior of the factory's roof. Then Ignatius handed the camera down to a worker and asked to be photographed. While the worker aimed the lens at him, Ignatius scowled and shook a fist, entertaining the workers greatly.
"All right now,"
he said benevolently when he had taken the camera back and flipped it off.
"Let us control our riotous impulses for the moment and plan our stratagems. First, the two ladies here will precede us with the banner. Directly behind the banner comes the choir with some appropriate folk or religious melody. The lady in charge of the choir may choose the tune. Knowing nothing of your musical folk ways, I shall leave the selection to you, although I wish that there had been time enough to teach all of you the beauties of some madrigal. I will only suggest that you choose a somewhat forceful melody. The remainder of you will compose the Warriors Battalion. I shall follow the entire ensemble with my camera in order to record this memorable occasion. At some future date, all of us may realize some additional revenues from the rental of this film to student organizations and other similarly appalling societies. Please remember this. Our first approach will be a peaceful and rational one. As we enter the office, the two ladies will carry the banner to the office manager. The choir will then form about the cross. The battalion will remain in the background until needed. Because we are dealing with Gonzalez himself, I suspect that the battalion will be called upon in short order. If Gonzalez fails to respond to the emotion of this spectacle, I shall call attack. That will be the signal for your onslaught. Are there any questions?"
Someone said,
"These are a lot of shit."
But Ignatius ignored the voice. There was a happy hush in the factory, most of the workers eager for the change of pace. Mr. Palermo, the foreman, appeared drunkenly between two of the furnaces for a moment and then disappeared.
"Apparently the battle plan is clear,"
Ignatius said when no questions were forthcoming.
"Will the two ladies with the banner please take their positions over there by the door? Now the choir please form behind them and then the battalion."
The workers formed rapidly, smiling and sticking one another with their engines of war.
"Fine! The choir may now begin singing!"